Wait, I thought Very was a desk company. What do you mean you toured their spaces? I'm Jan Gibbons.
And I'm Bob Gibbons.
All things Very on this episode of the Confessions of a Recovering Landlord podcast. Let's start by describing what Very, the company, is. How did they get started?
Well, first let me give you a little background. I met Jason McMahon yesterday or
McCann.
Day before. McCann, sorry. Did I say McMahon? Here's Johnny.
Sorry, Jason.
So he's the CEO, and I met him on Tuesday, and we didn't talk about the founding of the company, but I'd already done a little research. And
stalking.
Well, and the guy I was going with had some history because he had already had a conversation with Jason. But anyway, one of Jason's partners used to have to stand during some meetings because his back hurt if he sat too long. And that same partner put a box on his desk to raise his computer monitor as well as a smaller box to raise the keyboard. And so... That was kind of the inspiration, and so they ordered sit-stand desks that were already out on the market and kind of tore them apart and, you know, saw how they worked, and they came in these huge boxes, and they had to do all the assembly, which was a major pain. So all that was the inspiration that ultimately created the first Very desk, which was a fully assembled device that sat on the top of a normal desk and could be raised or lowered at will. So it turned a normal desk into a sit-stand desk. And that became the company name as well.
Where did they go from there?
Well, as the product took off, Verydesk had to get its own space separate from the company that it grew out of. And as they set up the office, they realized that there were a lot of things in that office that needed to be improved and innovated. So much of this was for their own use, but also came through customers asking for new things, new products. And so in addition to the desktop Verydesk, they also created fully adjustable desks. Even though there were already fully adjustable desks out in the market, they ended up creating their own. And then that led to other things like chairs and little stools to sit on and, I mean, phone booths. I mean, literally a totally portable phone booth that you can put into your building, into your space. Monitor stands, couches, lighting, other office furniture, even movable walls.
It sounds like Very is very open to listening to what their employees and customers are looking for and needing, really value openness and transparency.
Yeah, I would definitely say that that's part of their corporate culture, and Jason would say the same thing.
That's Jason McCann.
And his brother, Jason McMahon. They didn't want walls to be seen through. In fact, when we were touring the Very spaces that we'll talk about in a minute, he said that, you know, the whole Me Too movement with all these people, men in power that were taking advantage of subordinates, that couldn't happen at Very because all their offices are windows. I mean, they're glass. You can see through them. And so when you walk through their space, there's no sheetrock. I mean, everything is these movable walls. And so they wanted to foster an atmosphere where team members interacted with each other often, openly, where they wanted, what they wanted was turned out to be what a lot of customers wanted as well.
Well, the thing I like about that type of setup is it allows for a lot of growth. It sounds like this company has grown, and with movable walls and see-through and this and that, you can conform the interior of your office to whatever you need it to be in that quarter.
Yeah, and, you know, they ship their products now, Jason said, to 30 countries, I believe he said, and they have showrooms where you can actually go in and see their stuff and touch it and feel it in about a dozen U.S. cities. And they're talking about doing that in other parts of the world as well.
Where do they source everything from?
You know, the manufacturing is a bunch of places. He mentioned Taiwan, Vietnam, a couple of other places I'm forgetting. Some in China, of course, and also some in the U.S.
They make all the products you've already discussed. And now space? I'm kind of lost. How does an office furniture company become a landlord?
Well, you know, again, they listened to their customers to some extent and decided that they could set up offices better, and people that would come to their office would comment on it. But again, back to the dude with the bad back, his partner called Jason one day and said he found a building that they should buy. And Jason was like, I didn't know we were looking for one. But it turned out it was the old Zales building, like Zales, the jeweler that used to see in all the malls. So they had a building in Las Colinas, which is a suburb of Dallas. And so they bought this building and totally renovated. It was a single-tenant building. They totally renovated the insides. They took I think it had been vacant, I think he said, for 7 years. So they added all kinds of stuff. They added a fitness center. They created a park outside the building, a jogging trail or walking trail, connected it to a couple of other adjacent buildings to extend the trail. They literally took out escalators. I mean, on the inside, he said it almost looked like a mall from like the 1980s because it had escalators in there. It had all these big like bridges going from one floor to the next. It was very unusual. Well, now it's open, light, airy, just like you would expect. And so they did that one and immediately got some real interest. One of the large telecommunications company leased a big chunk of it, like 140,000 feet or something, before they'd even finished all the renovations. And so then they found another building in Southlake, which I think had been vacant for 11 years. And so they bought that one and started doing the same thing to it. And so pretty interesting ideas.
Okay, so you toured both of these spaces that VeriSpace has in Southlake and Las Colinas. Tell us about that and kind of like how they're different from any other landlord.
Well, you know, to some extent, it is a traditional office building in that you can lease whatever amount of space you want. You can negotiate for the time, you know, the length of the lease, 3 years, 5 years, whatever. And you can bring in your own furniture or at least some of your own furniture. But that is really to miss the point of VeriSpaces. VeriSpaces is to take all the Veri products and the building and put those two together to create a Veri space, an office for a company that wants to use the same kind of concepts and products that Veri has. So that's going to integrate everything from the sit-stand desks, the couches, the movable walls that are glass, all kinds of stuff all the products they have. And what's interesting about it is that when you lease space in the VeriSpace building, let's just say you're going to lease 50,000 square feet, when you lease that space, it comes with all the stuff. So they give you an allowance of like $25 a square foot for their furniture. So normally a landlord would give you an allowance for improvements to the space, right? And they're going to go in there and they're going to build all these sheetrock walls and add lighting and add doors and kitchens and all this kind of stuff. Well, in VeriSpace, they're not going to build all those walls because they're going to use the Veri walls, their movable wall products, for that instead. They're going to use their desks. So, you know, if you were to take a space that was in what we call shell condition, there's no walls, it's just the concrete floor and the ceiling, to build that out to a traditional office space configuration could be anywhere from, you know, $40 to $60 a square foot. In fact, we have a client that just got a bid back on a build out from a shell condition, and it was going to be $60 a square foot. Well, that's just for the construction. Then you still have to buy all the furniture. So in the Veri concept, you start with the same kind of space, but now you buy all the furniture and movable wall systems for $25 a square foot, which actually you don't buy it. They buy it for you, and they furnish it for you as part of your lease.
Part of your lease, yeah.
And what's even more interesting about it is they say, you know, normally when people move into a new space, after a little while, they're like, you know, I wish I'd have done this, or I wish I'd have put that there. So they give an automatic 90-day window for tweaking. And actually, they use the word tweaking in their leases. So they give the tenant the right to have Veri come in and tweak the space within 90 days and rearrange the setup, the layout.
Okay. I know how twerking works, but how does tweaking work? This is
totally different thing.
Tweaking's actually written into the lease.
Tweaking is, not twerking.
Okay.
Well, you'll have to talk to Jason about the twerking. I don't know about that. I don't even want to see him do that. Sorry, Jason. Well, I mean, so the tweaking really, there's two kinds of tweaking. One is the first 90 days that I mentioned, where they'll come in and rearrange things. But then every year on the anniversary of when the lease started, they'll come in and rearrange the space again. So that you say, hey, I really decided we want to rearrange things so that it's based on customers. So everybody related to that customer is going to be in this area and another customer in another area. Or maybe we want to do it by functional departments. So everybody in HR is going to be over there and everybody in sales is going to be over here. Whatever it's going to be, people want to rearrange that every now and then. And Jason told me that they rearrange the very headquarters space every 3 months.
About like what I do here at home.
Well, that's true. I do come home at times, and I don't know where things are anymore. And it's a pop quiz, like, did you notice? And you just wait for like weeks to see if I notice.
I haven't even mentioned the last thing I did.
Oh, great.
So, the million-dollar question. Has VeriSpace been successful?
Well, yes. I mean, the Las Colinas location has only one space available, and one of their existing tenants has an option to expand into it, and they think that that tenant's going to take that space in the next year. So that will be 100% at that point. There is some sublease available space in that building. However, the South Lake location, I think, opened up just before COVID or during COVID, and so they have about 40% of the space leased. But it sounds like they're working on some large deals, so that would obviously increase the occupancy. So I would say, yes, successful Las Colinas, maybe not as successful in the South Lake yet, but, you know, not quite reasonable to judge that when it, you know, opens up during COVID.
So what has been the impact of COVID on Veri's business and VeriSpace?
Well, you know, one thing that's been good about it is because all of their products are fully mobile, they can be reconfigured quickly at any time. So their wall panels take only 2 minutes to disassemble or reassemble. So when COVID hit last year, Veri sent all their people home, just like every other company did. But then they realized, hey, wait a minute, we can easily reconfigure our office to meet the CDC guidelines. So they had all of their offices rearranged, and they can do that like over a weekend. So
I love that.
They had them all back up and running within a few weeks after COVID started. The actual renovation, as I mentioned, only took about a weekend. Now, that depends on to what extent you want to do that and whether you're going to have their people do it who are experts at that, right, or whether you're going to try and do it yourself if you have their products in your own space.
Yeah, a weekend for them, probably 3 months for us.
But, you know, any company that uses Veri products, whether they're in a Veri space or any other building, can do the same thing, and they can hire various people to come in and do that for them if they want. And actually, that was one of the things that was interesting is Jason was commenting on how, you know, so much of their business has been accidental or surprising to them, because they say, you know, customers buy one thing and then they say, well, what about this and what about that? And so that's, you know, that kind of evolves everything. And that included the setup. He said, we didn't really think people would hire us to set up. I mean, all this stuff is so easy. Why would they want us to do that? And yet they do.
So what's next for Veri?
You know, good question. You know, when we were touring, Jason kept pointing out products as we walked around that they were either testing or experimenting with. And so you can bet that there's going to be a continuing expansion of office furniture and accessories. I understand that there's about 200 products in development or testing, some stage of that already. So they're also providing space planning to companies to help them figure out, you know, what products they actually need, how they would lay that out. In terms of VeriSpace, they're going to be breaking ground later this year on their first brand new ground up building, not one that they bought that was already existing. And it will be the headquarters for Veri, but it will also have about 150,000 square feet or so for lease. So they are very closely focused on what that cost of construction is going to be, how the process works, because it's going to be a building built for the VeriSpace concept using the Veri products. So there's going to be things that they're going to do differently because of that, because they're not going to be building, you know, sheetrock walls later.
So like a movable roof? I'm just trying to think how far they can carry this.
Okay. Retractable roofs.
Play ball.
Well, anyway, so they're going to see how they're going to be able to save money. I mean, they've already been able to prove that you know, if they can outfit a space for $25 a square foot instead of $40 to $60 for the construction and another, who knows, however much when they buy traditional office furniture, that's already a giant savings, to say nothing of what it costs whenever companies want to rearrange their office. You know, if they have to rearrange an office with all sheetrock walls, that's going to cost a whole lot more and create a lot more disruption.
One thing we keep talking about that tenants are going to want going back to the office is flexibility. Flexibility in term, in layout, everything.
Yeah,
so
and
I think this is really topical.
And actually, that's one of the things that they are able to do because things are... because it's less expensive and because there's value to all that furniture after that tenant's lease expires, they can do a shorter term lease. You know, they thought that all their tenants were going to want 3-year leases or less, or, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe two, three, four, 5 years. But he said that most people have come in and done 5-year leases. Some have done 3. Some have talked about doing 10. And
they
it's really surprising.
They don't feel as tied in because it's flexible. The term is tied in, but what it can be for them is
right.
completely changeable. I think that makes it more valuable.
Well, so I think if they're able to prove up this new construction, ground up construction, at a reasonable cost, maybe even less than a traditional building might cost, and then have the interiors at such a discount, I guarantee you that they're going to build more Very locations around the country.
Okay, enough of the rah-rah session. What challenges do you see to the Very space model?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are a couple that I see. First, not every company wants the Very look and feel. I mean, law firms, banks, financial advisors, et cetera. I mean, those, they want high-end finishes, things that look like they're successful and stable and, you know, rock solid, all that kind of thing. So they're going to probably continue to want the traditional finish out model. But the back offices of a lot of those companies definitely could be in a Very space type situation. So, you know, your customer facing may want that high end finish traditional thing, but the back office, not so much. So there still could be some demand for it and savings. Even in the Very spaces I toured, some of the tenants have certain areas of their space where they do have some sheetrock walls and then, and even products made by other manufacturers. As we would walk through, Jason would say, now, we didn't make that, and he'd point to a rug or a filing cabinet or something like that, or he'd point to a conference room that was totally sheetrocked all the way up to the ceiling, and he'd say, yeah, I mean, they wanted this for this reason. You know, their presentations get loud, or that, you know, they just felt like they needed a lot more sound suppression for their really loud salespeople. So, you know, there will be situations where, you know, the $25 a square foot with only Very products is not going to be appropriate, but it can be supplemented with other traditional construction methods. So I think that's one challenge. The other challenge I see is that as they expand to a larger platform, if they do that, financing may be an issue. Because tenants can have shorter term leases, some lenders are going to won't consider that stable, and they're going to say, well, we don't want to provide long-term financing when you have short-term tenants. And so, beyond that, if they go to sell the buildings, then some of the buyers may say, hey, I'm not going to be able to pay you as much because I don't have these locked-in long-term leases for 10 years. I've only got 3 or 5 year leases. So I think that will play out once they really see what the tenant mix turns out to be and what the length of those leases are. Although, you know, the names of the tenants that I saw were, you know, Fortune 500, Fortune 20, I mean, some really giant companies. So while the current Very space buildings are considered long-term holds for the company, I mean, they say they're not going to sell those. I got to believe if they really prove up this ground-up model, they're going to build more. They're going to end up with, you know, 20 or 30 or more around the country in not too long. And in that situation, they will likely need alternate sources of funding and to grow that platform. And they'll likely also have, at some point, have somebody who comes along and says, I want to buy out that concept. So that's a challenge. I think it's a challenge that's going to be manageable. And they will find people that will want to finance this because they'll be able to prove up over time that it is, you know, a cheaper way of doing business, but also it's going to have consistently good occupancy because people value this.
And I got to think that the long-term leases aren't going to be as big a factor in financing going forward, because a lot of the staid and true big office buildings are not going to have those long-term leases. We're already seeing shorter-term leases come into play.
If there was ever a time for very spaces, this is the time.
Sounds exciting, and that they have clearly created something of value that a lot of companies are going to want.
Without a doubt.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Confessions of a Recovering Landlord podcast. At Riata Commercial Realty, we exclusively serve companies that lease or purchase office and warehouse space. We never represent landlords. Find us at texastenantrep.com or give us a call, 972-677-0028.
Tell your friends, tell your mother. Leave us a review and a 5-star rating. We'd love it. Thanks so much. See you next week.
Bye.